Pleasure to be here. I hope no one is being frightened by if you are a would-be shliach tzibur. But it's important that we know some of the basics about being a shliach tzibur. Prayer is communal, as just was mentioned by Cantor Goffin. Tefillah is not merely a personal thing. We're all involved with tefillah. It's a unifying experience. So it is the duty upon the shliach tzibur to create this kind of atmosphere of davening. To create an emotional, spiritual feeling for the congregation when we daven. Our nuschos have been handed down to us from generation to generation. They are fixed. These chants are fixed. And they are our, as you heard, musical mesorah. They have kedusha. They have sanctity. For each service during the cycle of the year, as you heard from Cantor Goffin, there is a particular style, a particular melody chant, a particular nusach that reminds us of the occasion. And the Mata Ephraim, if you take a look on your sheets, I think it's in the back, discusses it as follows. Who is the Mata Ephraim, first of all? Mata Ephraim was Rav Ephraim Margolis of the 18th, 19th century. He was a posek in Poland. And he's also known for other sforim, the Shar Ephraim as well. Take a look at this very strong statement from the Mata Ephraim. Maschil HaShliach Tzibur, we all have this together? Adon Olam. V'yigdal, v'nagein, v'nigun yofeh, hamesukon u'mekubol b'chol tzutzos Yisrael. Am I too close to the microphone? Yeah, alright. We all know what that is. V'ein l'shum shliach tzibur l'shanos hanigunin hanuhugim. No one can change these nigunim hanuhugim. Because you lose your concentration. And this is like a little bit of a takeoff or an embellishment on the actual halacha from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Orach Chaim, as follows. Take a look. Al yishaneh odom imina koir afilu binigunim. It is not proper to change the minha koir when it comes to nigunim. These nigunim, of course, this is the way back, way before the Hasidim came upon the scene. Nigunim then were referred to as the nuschos of the tefillah. You could not change because al yedezem misbal beil das hakohol. Now, another sheet over here we have is as follows. This is a halachic source for which our neshos have sanctification, especially those of Yom Neroim, and as Cantor Goffin mentioned, this holds true for all of the nigunim, of all the neshos for the rest of the year as well, for every recitation. It's very interesting to follow that every chazik kaddish that we recite during the year has its own nusach. We have over here a total of 13 chatzi kadeshim, which have, of course, their own nusach and remind you of the particular occasion. The weekday kaddish. Take a look. You have all on the yeshiva. Even if you do not read music, yiskadal v'yiskadash shimei rabo. What is that? What nusach is that? Weekdays. Second one, Yisgadal v'yisgadash shemei rabo. What is that? Anybody know? Marav weekdays. That's, as Cantor Gaffer mentioned, is in Fregish. Friday evening, Yisgadal v'yisgadash shemei rabo. After Bishamru, Yisgadal v'yisgadash shemei rabo. One more comment about it is this. According to the Western European tradition, that is Zulzer, Western European tradition, Zulzer Lewandowski, the Kaddish for Friday night is Yiskadal v'yiskadash shemei rabo v'agolo v'yizman kori v'yimeru amen, and so on and so forth. That is for Friday night. And of course it became known as the Kaddish that we use when we what? Right, correct. V'shachris, Yiskadal v'yiskadash shemei rabo, right? Musaf. And this is the only Kaddish for Musaf for Shabbos or for Sholosh Regalim. Yiskadal v'yiskadash shemei rabo. Not Yiskadal v'yiskadash shemei rabo, which you hear so often. Not correct. Where do you hear that? Where should you hear it? Only on Friday night or before the maftir on Shabbos morning. That Kaddish is also used before Shalosh Regalim Musaf. Except you end off Damiron b'yolimo v'imeru amen. Right? Shabbos for Mincha. How do we do that? Yiskadal v'yiskadash shemei rabo. So when you hear this, you know it can only be Shabbos Mincha. Yiskadal, right? Yiskadal v'yiskadash shemei rabo. What comes after that? V'yomo divro chirusei v'yamlich malchusei rabbi chayechon uv'yamechon. What is the source for all these melodies? For many of these melodies, you hear trups over here. Trups, Tamei HaMikra, and the purest and perhaps the most authentic of all Jewish music are the trups, are the Tamei HaMikra, which date back to the days of the Beis HaMikdash. So we hear the ancient strains of trups, Tamei HaMikra, in our Nusos. We're coming into Sholosh Regalim, into Pesach, and Shavuos. You have Yom Tov Maariv, Festival Maariv. Perhaps you only hear this not really in the Eastern European traditional synagogues, but if you go to Breuer's, you may hear, maybe I'm wrong, Cantor Kahn perhaps could help us. Yiskadal, Yiskadal, V'yiskadash, Shemei Rabo, V'yolemo divrachinusei, V'yamnich malchusei. Is that correct? V'chayechon, V'mechon, V'chayei, L'cho Beis Yisrael, V'agolovizman kori, V'imeru, Amen. That's Sholosh Regalim Maariv. You hear some strains of Nusach for Tal and Geshem over there. Tal and Geshem. Yiskadal v'yiskadash shemei rabo, shemei rabo. Of course, that is different from the Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah. Many people make mistakes between this and Ne'ilah. For what reason, I do not know. Because the beginning is so different. The beginning of Ne'ilah is what? Yiskadal v'yiskadash shemei rabo. You have that shemei rabo, maybe in both particular kadeshim. So, this one, of course, is Ne'ilah. The other one is for Tal and Geshem. At one time, the Kaddish for Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is also used for Slichos, and that of Tal and Geshem were one. But later on, they branched off, according to Idelson, who was the foremost authority musicologist in the 20th century, said that they branched off so that each one can be independent, and when you hear Yiskadal, you know that it's Tal and Geshen. And when you hear Yisgadal, the Yisgadash, Shimei Rabo, that is what? Let me hear you. Musaf, Rosh Hashanah, Musaf Yom Kippur. What about the Shachris of Rosh Hashanah? Each one has its own melody, own beginning, independent beginning. Kaddish for Shachris of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Yisgadal v'yisgadash Shimei Rabbi Yai Da-dai da-da-dai da V'yamlich Malchusei. So, we went through about 13 or 14 Kaddishim. Each one is different. Each one reminds us of the occasion. Each one has its own unique Nusach. And they're interchangeable, not at all. So we have to make sure that that we are knowledgeable. A skilled Baal Tefillah has to sit and learn these Kaddishim so that he could become a what we call a Baal Tefillah. What is a Baal Tefillah? One who is a master of Tefillah. And the Kaddish, all the Kaddishim are known as Misenai tunes. We refer this, the origin of Misenai tunes comes from the Sefer HaChasidim, where we learn that Yehuda HaChosid refers to the cantillation of all the our troops as Misenai, so sacred as if it comes from Sinai. Eastern European Chazonim refer to them as Skarbova. Skarbova is Skarbove. A sacred or official treasure. And among these tunes that are labeled Skarbova, we find such melodies of Yom Narayim as Kol Nidre, HaMelech, Ovos, all the various Ovos, Boruchu, Olenu, Vahakwanim. They're sung with tremendous amount of devotion, tremendous amount of what we call melismas, many, many notes without any words, so that the people could concentrate and daven with much more kavona. Before we go, I just wanted to mention one or two things here, that very often the halachic and rabbinic literature reflects the interpretation of our tefillos. Let me cite one or two examples. We recite Oshamnu on Yom Kippur evening. We say to Slichos, but we say it out loud on Yom Kippur. And the Oshanu prayers from the Vidoy section is rendered in such a way that is perplexing to the average person. It's done in a majestic and a jubilant manner. It's chanted what we call in the major scale. A-da-da-da-di-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da is the major scale. Almost identical to that of Shirat Hayom. Listen for a moment. Oshamnu. Ay, 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 Oshamnu. How do we sing Shirat Hayom? How do we chant Shirat Hayom? We'll be doing that Shri Shal Pesach. Oshiro Lanu Shem Ki Go Go Sus Vroch Vo Romo Vayom. So, victory and triumph is depicted in Shira. So it seems inappropriate then to Oshamnu, a prayer of confession that should carry the same melody as that of the Shira, of Oshamnu, or of the Shira. The text alone denotes a dirge-like chant. So why then does the Shira melody used for the Oshamnu? In the concluding Mishnah of Tanis, the Tiferes Yisrael, Rav Israel Lipschitz of the 19th century explains that with true and sincere tshuva, our tchatoim may be reversed to zechuyos. He says the following, Minhag Yisrael, it's a custom of Israel, Lashir et Hashamnu b'Yom Kippur, to actually chant out loud, to sing out loud the Hashamnu on Yom Kippur, v'harei kino, and it is a dirge. Omnom, in truth, zehu remez shekulom nevchim l'zchuyos, that all of our, it's a remez that all of our transgressions have been reversed to virtues. V'ra'ui l'shorer aleihem ke'al zechuyos, and it's proper to l'shorer aleihem to sing about these transgressions ke'al zechuyos, like they were virtues. To speak a little bit more about communal prayer in reference to Hashamnu, the Rav says the following. In the Tshuva Drasha in 1973, the Rav discussed the conceptual distinction between communal and individual confession as follows. When the individual confesses, he does so from a state of insecurity, depression, and despair in the wake of sin. For what assurance has he that he will be acquitted of the sin? In contrast, Knesset Yisrael and each Jewish community is considered to be a microcosm of the whole of Knesset Yisrael, confesses out of a sense of confidence and even rejoicing, for it does so in the presence of a loyal ally before its most beloved one. This is what the Rav said. In fact, in many communities, it is customary for the entire congregation to sing the confession in heartwarming melodies. And the Rav said he lived in Berlin. As you know, he received his PhD in the University of Berlin, and he davened in the large synagogues in Berlin, and he heard even the Al-Chaits chanted in unison by the congregation in heartwarming melodies. To conclude, the Rav, you could see this in his Machzer, in a 1977 Drasha, he was talking about the fact that in this is 1977, about 35 years ago, that the trend of Chazanim in those at that time was to sing trite. He called it trite, simple melodies in places where nusach was required, and he felt that was wrong because the nusach not only that it is handed down to us from generation to generation, but also the Nusach chant interprets the words. And the Rav felt that it was wrong, incorrect, to sing, especially he mentioned that by the Misot Chachamim Udvonim in one of his drushes, that some people, Bali Tfila, just sing very simple, he said, foolish and trite tunes that have nothing to do with the Nusach HaTfila. So we have to remember that Nusach HaTfilah is something that unifies us, and that we could, with the proper Shliach Tzibur, with a skilled Shliach Tzibur, are able to daven with that much more kavana, and with that we hope that we sent our message to you. And if you have any questions, please see us, see me or Cantor Goffin about any programs that you would like to have in your communities. Thank you so much.